Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like you go. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. This is Macedonia Call around the globe, and we're coming to you from our home here in Southern Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, and we're going to have many callers tonight, and we're just going to obey God. We're talking about who is the Son of God, who is the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I'd like to start out with prayer and just pray over this service, everyone. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, HeIsRisen38@AOL.com. HeIsRisen38@AOL.com. Lord God, we praise Your holy name, God. We ask that You reach out, Lord, to these all over the world, dear Lord. And we thank You for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio and to share Your word, dear God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're asking You to touch them that are shut in, that maybe they can't get out and go to church, dear Lord, and this is the only church they may have. And God, we ask that You just reach and touch their bodies and heal them. Lord, if there's somebody out there listening under the sound of my voice that's not saved, God, we ask that You deal with their hearts and show them, Lord, that You are real. In the name of Jesus, we praise You, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen. And we encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, we encourage you to get you a King James Version Bible. That's the only Bible we know. That's the only one that we've tried to test to see that it's true, is the King James Version Bible. All these other versions, so-called Bibles, are basically just commentaries of what they think the interpretation of the King James Version is. God's Word is true. And He said that not one jot, not one tittle will pass. Praise God. So we're believing in that, and we know that the true word of God came from Antioch. They were first called Christians at Antioch. And there's another there's other scriptures that come from Alexander, and we know that it was written on better paper, and it was more preserved back then, and it's not the true word of God, but the word of God that comes from Antioch, which is the King James Version Bible, and that's why we go by that Bible. It's the only Bible that wasn't patent. You can copy that over and over, not the footnotes. I'm not talking about footnotes, but I'm talking about the actual Word of God. You can copyright that or copy it, and it's not patent. It wasn't to be sold and made money off of. It is freely given, freely received. Praise the Lord. At this time, we have a special guest tonight, and I want to introduce my daughter, Rachel, and she has a memory verse for you.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Praise God, that's right. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. It's through Christ that we can do things. Praise the Lord, because it's Him. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And I want to say today, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Again, if you want to call in, I'm so excited about the broadcast tonight. We are going on for an hour tonight, starting tonight. Praise the Lord. And God has made provision for that. And I want to thank the Lord for the revival coming up in Dalton, Georgia. It starts May the 12th. It's going to go through May 15th. That's going to be Evangelist Clint Green, Evangelist Brother Lloyd Yearwood, Sister Betty Yearwood, Brother Timothy Dockery, and myself are going to be in that revival, and it may go on, but pray for us that souls will be saved. Praise the Lord. I'm going to right now turn this over to my husband. He's got some things to share with you. We've got a lot of callers on the line. If y'all just hold on here just a few minutes here, and we'll get you all to say something. Praise the Lord.
Okay, this is Evangelist Clint Green. I'm glad to be with you today. I thank the Lord for the ones that's listening in today. And I want to start here today with Acts chapter 18, and then we'll be going to Deuteronomy, and then we have other scriptures also. But I just want to say today that We're trying to prove by the Word of God who Jesus really is. Is this one that they talk about, that the Christian churches are talking about and the preachers are preaching about? Is this Jesus? Is He the Christ? Is He the real Christ? Is He the Son of God? Is He the one that was the Jewish people were looking for to come? Praise God. Is He the Messiah? We want to look into that. Is He the Lamb of God? Is He the true Lamb of God? Or is there another to come? Praise God. I'm glad that I know for myself that He is the Son of God, that He's the Messiah, that I know that He is the one that was prophesied by the prophets. And I'm so glad that I found out that He is the Savior. And I've put my trust in Him, and I'm claiming Him as my personal Savior. He is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. But we must prove that to the world today, because there's many different doctrines and many different religions out there. And you may be listening in tonight, and maybe you don't know that Jesus, the one we preach, is the true Son of God. You may have heard that He was an imposter. You may have heard things. You may have heard that He's a prophet. But, you know, you can be a prophet and not be the Son of God. But I want to prove to you today, try to, with the help of these other pastors, evangelists, and whoever calls in, I want to try to prove to you, with their help, that Jesus is the Son of God. And I want to first read something from Acts chapter 18, and the Bible in the 24th verse. And the Bible says here, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus." In verse 28, "For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ." So see, we can say that He is Christ and we can preach Christ, but if we cannot prove it by the Scriptures, then our testimony would not be received by many people. But if we can prove it by the Scriptures, then we know that you can put your faith in Christ, that you will have faith to believe, because the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and I want to read a few verses here, starting in the 15th verse. It says here, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken, according to all that thou desiredst of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Praise God. So we see that God told Moses, he said, "I'll raise up a prophet likened unto thee. And whosoever would not hear that prophet, God would require it of them." In other words, they would be in trouble. And we see in Deuteronomy chapter 34, I want to read that also, Deuteronomy 34 and 10, And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. So you see, Moses was a mighty prophet of God. He did great miracles and mighty signs and wonders he did in the land of Egypt. And you know, we find that when Jesus came, he did mighty miracles and mighty signs. And he was a prophet, praise God, but he was more than a prophet. He was the Savior of the world. He came, the Bible said, unto his own, and his own received him not. Praise God. I want to also say that he is going to be the king, and he is the king of the Jews right now. And also that the birth of Christ in Matthew 2 and verse 1 through 6, I want to try to read that to you, how that he came. You know, we said last week, I believe it was, that he came in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So he came to do the will of God, but he was, the things that he did were written. And so if we follow the things that have been written, we'll find out that he is the Son of God. We'll find out that there cannot be another. You know, John the Baptist was in prison, and he sent two of his disciples, and he said, "Art thou the Christ, or do we look for another?" And they went, and Jesus told them to go back and tell John, "The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached." So they went back and told John. As far as I know, John knew then that he was the Christ. Praise God. We read in the Bible that when Jesus came, he was to be the healer. Not only the Savior, but also the healer. We read in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah how that he was wounded for our transgressions, how he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, And it tells about how that he took the stripes for our healing. The Bible said, with his stripes we are healed. One place the Bible says we were healed with his stripes. He was wounded for our transgressions. He took that beating for you and I. And you know, many, I know the some of the Jewish people, I've heard this saying that when they read that, they think that they're talking, that this scripture's talking about Israel. But it's not talking about Israel. It's talking about a man called Christ that came to pay the price, to bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Praise God. Now, I'm going to get off here in a minute, but I can always come back on maybe later. But I want to give our callers time to get their message in, whatever they feel led to speak. But I want you to know that Christ paid it all and paid it in full. When he died on the cross, he died for our sins. Praise God. And he was wounded for us. And the Bible said he bare the sins of many. Praise God. Those many are those which accept Christ as their personal Savior. Although he died for the sins of the whole world, but the whole world is not going to accept Christ. But as many as received him, the Bible said, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I'm going to turn it back to Joanna.
Praise the Lord. There's a caller. I'm going to go down in order here. 423, last digits are 3003. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood.
Praise
I'm Madison,
God, Brother
Tennessee.
Yearwood. Amen. Go ahead and obey God.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and just let some of the others there, if you got any more callers there, sister, go ahead and I'll take my turn there later.
Okay. Appreciate that, brother. 770 4969, come on in and tell who you are and where you're located.
Sister Green, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. God bless you. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right. Tonight, the Lord was dealing with me about out of the book of Malachi chapter 1, starting in verse 6. Tonight's message is a sacrifice not seen. A sacrifice not seen. Here out of the book of Malachi, the prophet Malachi in verse 6, he says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Where is my respect? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. And then he spoke to the priest, and he said, O priest that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? He was speaking to the priests, those that were supposed to be his priests, those that were supposed to speak his word, but they despised him. They gave him no honor. The sons gave him no honor because he was not their father. The servants gave him no respect or fear because he was not their master. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15, King Saul had been told to utterly destroy the Amalekites. They had come, amen, they were descendants of Esau, and they had utterly, when Israel had come out of Egypt, they had turned their back on on Israel, when they come through, and they would not give them any help, amen. And as they had come, God told them to utterly destroy King Agag, the king of Amalek, and everyone that was in Amalek. Saul was a king that had been chosen, amen, not by God, but by the people. The people had wanted a king just like the rest of the world. They wanted a ruler over them. They had rejected, amen, God the Father. They not only had rejected God the Son, but they had rejected God the Father. The Bible teaches us, John chapter 1, that he came into his own, and his own received him not. Nothing was made without him, and everything that was created by him. And here God the Father had been rejected, amen. Samuel the prophet, amen, had rose up, amen. And we find that, amen, that the people didn't want this man to rule over them anymore, to be their master. And so he was instructed to choose a king, and he chose God had told him the king choose this Saul. And as Saul come and was told to destroy, he began to walk in rebellion. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, "And Samuel said, hath the Lord a greater delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity or guilt and idolatry." So we need to know that tonight that the stubbornness against God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, amen, is as stubbornness as the sin of witchcraft and rebellion. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Even at a time before there was a manifestation of the word of God, they had already begun to reject the word of God. Even before he was manifested in the flesh, they had already rejected him as not only God manifested in the flesh, but the Son of God. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So we find, amen, that he was a father without honor. And the reason he was without honor, because there's a rebellion going throughout the land. There's a stubbornness going throughout the land that they don't want to obey the word of God. That there are people that are coming against and rejecting the word of God. And when they reject the word of God, they're rejecting the Son of God. They're rejecting God himself, because Jesus Christ is that word of God. Amen. We find, amen, that he's not giving the Father's word any honor. Amen. Because of that rebellion, and I'm seeing a great rebellion, amen, and stubbornness and witchcraft and just things coming on the land today and turning back and going against the word of God. Amen. So we find, amen, that they had lost their honor. But we find, amen, that the Bible says in John, amen, chapter 8, John chapter 8, the Bible says in verse 43, he says, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." Amen. We're finding, amen, that people cannot hear the word of God. They can't understand the word of God or the speech of the word of God. The Bible says in verse 44, it says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it."
Yes,
amen. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." There's no other way but the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way that we can reach the loving God, the love of the Father. Amen. If you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. He said, "All that ever came before me." There are many trying to come up another way. There are many trying to come up, just like Brother Green said, another gospel, another spirit, another Jesus. But we don't preach another Jesus tonight. We preach the one and only true Jesus, the one and true living God. Amen. Tonight, but he said, "Because I take the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin?" In other words, which of you have caused me to see sin in my life? He said, "And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? I've told you the truth." But yet he was a lamb without blemish, without spot. He was the sacrifice of the living God. He said, "He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God." Do you know why you don't hear the word of God tonight? Do you know why you don't have a hearing? You're not of God. According to the word.
Wow.
It's so easy tonight to come into that realm to hear and be of God tonight. It's so easy, amen, to hear the word of God. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But how can you hear except you have a preacher? How can you hear except you're exhorting the word of God? Amen. Tonight, how beautiful are those of the feet that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 48 said, "Then answered the Jews and said to them, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father." One of the first things that proves him, proves that he is his son, because he honors his Father. He said, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Tonight, church, if you see the truth, tonight, if you keep the truth in your life, tonight, hallelujah, you need to know, amen, that the Son honors the Father. This is one of the first proofs that he is the Son of God the Father. The second one is if I be the master, where's my fear? Where's my respect? The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, and I'm not going to turn there, but the Bible says there that there were two ships there, amen, in Luke chapter 5, and they were fishing, amen, and the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, came into the ship, hallelujah, and as he came into the ship, amen, to hear the word of God. And the Bible says that the fishermen were washing their nets, and they entered into the ship, and then they launched out into the deep. Hallelujah. And he said, launch out of the deep and let down your nets for a draw. In other words, amen, hallelujah, that you're going to have a great catch, Simon. Simon said in verse 5, and Simon answered him, he said, Master, we toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You know why Peter let down the net? Because he was his master. He had fear. He had respect of him. He said, Master, nevertheless, at thy word, we toiled all night. Some of you, in the name of the sound of my voice, have been working all night, all day, and have caught nothing. But God says, you know what? It's time for you to launch out to the deep. Amen. Time for you to launch out to the deep and let down your net for a draught. Some of you have been on the shoreline. Some of you took your nets out of the water. There are ministers underneath the sound of my voice that have quit preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you took the nets of the gospel, and you come out there, and you put them on the shore, and you washed your nets and let them to dry. But honey, you know what? You can't catch anything on the shore. Hallelujah. You've got to let down. I'm speaking to ministers, and I'm speaking to backslidden preachers, and backslidden prophets, and backslidden apostles. Hallelujah. You know that. One time you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was the Christ. Hallelujah. And some of you got into a realm of believing, art thou the Christ? How could you be the Christ when I went through what I went through? How could you be the Christ when I've been hooked up on drugs? How could you be the Christ when this one died or that one died or I went through this?
Man.
You need to know tonight that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's from everlasting to everlasting. You need to know. I'm speaking to people tonight. You need to let down the nets of the gospel of Jesus Christ and let him be your master one more time. You've been toiling all your life, all night long, and you've caught nothing. But I guarantee tonight, if you'll let Jesus Christ come into your ship and launch out in the deep with him and at his word, hallelujah, at his word, the spoken word, when he gives you distinct directions, the Bible says when they had done this, there enclosed a great multitude of fishes that their nets break. I'm talking about going from your nets drying and not catching anything to letting your net down, amen, and your nets breaking. I'm talking about this gospel being preached, amen. I'm talking about the word of God being preached, going from, amen. You need to let your nets in the water one more time and let God prove to you that he is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking Going back to Malachi.
Bless you, Lord.
The Bible says.
Yes, Lord. Bless you.
He said, you've offered polluted bread, verse 7, upon my altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? That's stained, defiled bread. How many of you know tonight that a little leaving the whole lump?
Amen.
A little false doctrine, a little false teaching goes throughout the whole bread. Some of you have accepted a little false teaching. Some of you have accepted a little foxes. But Jesus said in John chapter 6, I am the bread that cometh down from heaven. This bread is undefiled. This bread is without blemish. This bread is without spot. This bread is without, this is the unleavened bread coming down from heaven. What we are giving you tonight, these evangelists, these preachers, these pastors, amen, what are they giving you? They're giving you the pure, unleavened bread of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no doubt. What we are giving you is a pure word of God, undefiled, and the heaven. But what has happened is those that begin to offer, they offered up polluted bread. They offered up defiled bread. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 19, said, all the firstling meals that come of thy herd and of thy flock shall thou sanctify unto the Lord thy God. The first fruits, the first meals, the first sacrifices shall be given to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, no shear the firstling of thy sheep. They shall not be sheared or worked. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God year by year in the place where the Lord shall choose thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, or be lame or blind, or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Amen. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike as a robot and as a hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof, thou shalt pour it upon the ground of the water. In other words, the sacrifice was to be without blemish. The sacrifice was not to be lame. The sacrifice was not to be blind. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of God the Father, was to be perfect, complete. But the Bible says, they said that the table of the Lord is contemptible. In other words, we despise the table of the Lord. Some of you have walked away from the table of the Lord. You need to know tonight, those of you that are believers, those of you that have walked away, some of you don't even have never known the Lord, but tonight, the Word of God, you will know the Lord tonight before this service is over. And the Bible says that the Lord is contemptible. You despise the table. You walked away from the table of the Lord. The Bible says in verse 8, and if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? In other words, what you're offering up to God. I want you to think about it tonight. What you've given unto God. David said, I will not sacrifice that which cost me nothing. David numbered Israel, and because he numbered Israel, he brought a plague upon the whole land of Israel. 70,000 lost their lives, amen, because Satan stood against him to number Israel. They tried to come. You can't number this kingdom. It's a kingdom that no man can number. And the Bible says, amen, as they come. Ask yourself tonight, whatever you're offering God, would man be pleased with it? If man would not be pleased with it, why are you offering up to the God? Because the Lord loves you tonight. He said, and now I pray you beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for nothing? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept your offering at your hand, an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord said, look, you need to know something. Even among my own people, even among my own priests, even among my own members of my families, you need to know tonight that a prophet is honored among his own kin, in his own house, and in his own country.
Amen.
Jesus Christ could not do many miracles because they seen him as the carpenter and the son of the carpenter rather than the Christ. Tonight, there'll be a revelation. Peter was given that revelation, amen, by God the Father in Matthew chapter 16. But tonight you need to get a revelation that this is the Christ, amen. Amen, because from the time when they rejected him, at the time that they said he was despised and contemptible and walked away from the table, there was a rising up of the sun, and the Gentile nation, all the nations began to receive him, and great was his name among them, and great was his name among those who had received him. Verse 12, but ye have profaned it, in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat is contemptible. They began to even despise the meat that was on the Lord's table. What did the children of Israel say in the wilderness? We loathe this light bread. They begin to despise the word of God. They begin to hate the divine provision. Let me ask you something tonight, church. Do you despise the divine provision from heaven? That divine provision is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you reject him? Do you despise him? Or do you realize tonight that not only is he the Christ, but he is your sacrifice. He is your only perfect sacrifice tonight. He is the Lamb of God. Amen. The Bible says in verse 13, he said, also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it. In other words, you breathed on it, you blew on it, you puffed on it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? What have you brought tonight, church? What is your offering? Have you brought something torn? Have you brought something that's lame, that's not walking equal? Have you brought something to the blind? Did you stop by the 5 and 10 to bring something to the Lord today? Did you work and go to the pawn shop to try to bring something to sacrifice and pretty it up and polish it up? You can polish it up all you want to, but you need to know something. There's a blemish there. There's
Amen.
A spot there. There's a wrinkle there. But tonight, you know what? You don't have to go around and walk away from the Lord's table. Because the Lord's table, there's provision. At the Lord's table is the Lord's lamb. And so those of you, those many of you that have been walking around the Lord's table, and you decide to get up and go to the devil's table. But tonight, church, you can't drink of the cup of the devil and the cup of the Lord together.
Amen.
But God is offering you that cup one more time tonight, this hour, to let you know that he is a Christ. That it's a sacrifice that cannot be seen. The Bible says in verse 14, "But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and vowed and sacrificed." You know what, church? The Bible says, it is better not to devour thou than to devour the vow and break it. That deceiver saw that male. He saw that sacrifice, but he was deceived. He deceived himself. He wanted to keep that sacrifice for himself. There are some of you tonight that want to keep the sacrifice for yourself, but it's meant to be given away. It's meant to be given away. And he said, and to the Lord a corrupt thing, for I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. What did he say? He said, the sacrifice is a corrupt thing. The Bible says in Psalm 16:10, he shall not suffer the Holy One to see corruption. Tonight, you can offer a perfect sacrifice. You can offer a complete sacrifice. You can offer a sacrifice tonight that will be seen by your Heavenly Father. And he will see your good works. Men will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Because it's time for us to give honor to your Father. Not the devil, but the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for you to give fear unto your master. Your master is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's time for you to come home, amen, and sit at the Lord's table. It's time for you to quit wandering. And it's time for those. He said this, and I'm going to close. He said, I'm no longer, he said, hereafter you shall be fishers of men. I'm speaking to men and women of God right now. He wants to make every one of you fishers of men. To take this gospel into all the world, and you have to have that perfect sacrifice. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. Brother Sam, Pastor Samples has told you the truth. The Bible says that the truth was whom the Son set free is free indeed. Praise God. You know, sin is pleasure for a season. And if you go out in the winter, the Bible says in Matthew 24, let your flight not be in the winter. That means don't be cold on the Lord. We must,
yeah.
He said he, I believe it was the Church of the Laodiceans, says that he'd rather you hot or cold than to be lukewarm. He'll spew you out of his mouth. And you know, I was thinking there, Brother John, as he was preaching, that more blessed is a man that hath not seen God than them that seen the Lord. Those that had walked with God, and we and they believe, praise the Lord. And even greater, we have not seen him, but we believe, praise the Lord. More blessed is us that has not seen, praise God. We got another caller, a couple more callers here. We have 21 minutes left. 937, last four digits, 5399. Go ahead, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yes, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. This is Sister Midge. You know, the apostles and the disciples, they were witnesses. They walked with Jesus in the flesh when he was here, and they're witnesses of what he done. And in the Bible, it says here in Acts 5, 29, it says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And then here in 32, verse 32, he says, and we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So the apostles and the disciples, they went through tribulation. They was eyewitnesses. They know the things that Jesus did. They know, it says also in Acts 10, during the Acts 10, 39, 38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. So they are eyewitnesses of what Jesus did. And you know what? They suffered, and they went around preaching, and they were the Christians. They were first called Christians in Antioch, and they went around with the word of God because they knew they was witnesses as to what Jesus did. And over here, Jesus himself said in John 17, verse 20, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And we have their word through these testimonies of the New Testament of what they've wrote. They are the foundation, and Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And we can go by that, and we are to believe, and if we don't believe, then we're lost. Praise the Lord. So if we believe and have faith in Jesus, he arose from the dead, and that's what our hope is in. Praise God. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Amen. Praise God. You know, she didn't know this. We hadn't talked about this. But this is my mom, by the way. Praise God. Thank you, Mom, for calling in. Every caller, we praise the Lord for you. And I had it turned to Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And listen at this, and of all things that he saw. Praise the Lord. It is written. Hallelujah. That John the Revelator, he walked with God. He saw the Lord. He saw the things, the miracles that he had done. Hallelujah. And it is written for us today, over 2,000 years later. Hallelujah. We're speaking tonight to the atheists. We're speaking tonight to the backslidden preachers and pastors, as Brother John, Pastor John, had said. You need to get back with God. You know, if you go out in the winter and you're cold on the Lord, you're going to make your front seat with the devil, hallelujah, in hell. But you know what? If you come back to him, if the Spirit of God is drawing you, and if you're listening to this broadcast, it is by no mistake that you're listening. God, the Holy Ghost is sending angels to minister to you, to bring you back into the fold and get back on fire for God and preach his gospel. Hallelujah. And we've got another caller here. We have 16 minutes left, and it's 423. Last four digits is 6583. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hello, Sister Green. My name is Eddie Bolton, and I'm from Jacksboro, Tennessee. And I was thinking, Wallace, your mother was testifying about witnessing. The Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. And, you know, tonight we are witnesses. And I was thinking tonight about the Son of God, where that Jesus was, John touched on it there a while ago, where Jesus was talking in the here in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, said, yeah, and when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that they are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others, and Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. That, and brother, I want you to know tonight that when God begins to open your eyes and begins to give you understanding who the Son of God really is, and brother, you begin to see it, it'll make a change in your life. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that old things are passed away and that all things have become new. And brother, whenever you begin to receive that revelation who Jesus really is, and God begins to open your eyes and opens your understanding, and you can turn into the first chapter of the book of Ephesians where he talks about a spirit of revelation, and God begins to show you and teach you and give you understanding. And I know tonight it's the Spirit of God that gives these things to us, that he gives them to us that we might learn, that we might know, and he begins to give us understanding concerning the Word of God. And you know, a lot of people said, I can't understand the Word of God. And for a long time back when I was just a young man, I had a hard time. But I began to study and I began to seek God. And the Bible said that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all men liberally and he upbraideth not. And God began to give me understanding concerning the Word of God. And I began to understand that Jesus was the Son of the living God. And brother, whenever he shed his blood, he hung between the heavens and the earth, and he shed his blood that he bought this church, this glorious church. And brother, Sister Green was talking about being cold. You don't got to be cold today. All you've got to do is draw nigh to the Lord. And he said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. And whenever that we begin to draw nigh to God, we begin to warm up, and it begins to call us to understand, and we begin to see, and God begins to open our eyes and begins to give us understanding. And I thought when I was reading my Bible here about how that Jesus was out in the wilderness there, he had been baptized, and whenever he come up, I believe it's in the book of John, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And brother, whenever that he was baptized, he went into the wilderness, and then the devil come to him and told him, if you be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread. Jesus had been out there for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. He had been fasting. He was seeking God. And brother, he was weak, and the devil come at him at his weakest place and said, if you be the Son of God. And brother, I'll tell you what he said. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And brother, he went on, and he takes him up, and he takes him onto the pinnacle of the temple, and he tempts him, and he says, cast yourself down, for it is written. You see, the devil knows the Word of God. But let me tell you something. Whenever God begins to open your eyes and begins to give you this revelation, just like Peter God, and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And when God begins to reveal this to us, brother, it don't matter, the devil can't hold it alive. He said, he shall give his angels charge over thee, and they shall hold thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And brother, I'll tell you something. The Bible said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil said here, he said, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, I'll give this to you. And you know, there's a lot of people there's a lot of people tonight that's looking after the kingdoms of the world. They're looking after the riches of the world. But you know what? It's better to look after the riches of the things of God than it is the riches of the world. He said over here in the book of, let me turn over here to the book of Ephesians right quick. He said over here in about the 17th verse, he said that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. God works today, and they people can try to stand in front of him, but then he'll not be stood in front of. He'll go around them, or he'll go through them. And brother, whenever we begin to stand up and we begin to look into the Word of God and we begin to see the things that God has got for us, we begin to understand that it causes us to begin to be strong, and it causes us to stand up. And the people that it's been mentioned two or three different times tonight about
backslid preachers and brothers, you remember the time that God has spoke to you, and you remember the time that God has begun to deal with you, and God has given you messages out of His Word, and God has taught you and caused you to understand the things that He's got for His people. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that God will help you get back into that, and God will He will restore you. He'll make you as if you had never got away from Him. And brother, tonight I would encourage you to turn back to the Lord. And the Bible says, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who's faithful in you. If we'll confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and all we have to do. And you might say, brother, I would, but I just don't know how. All you have to do is ask God, confess your sin to the Lord, what you done about walking off and leaving Him. And brother, confess that to Him that you did that. And you might say, well, it don't sound good. It may not sound good, but brother, I'll tell you something tonight, that brother, it will cause you to, it will bring it out of you, and it will confess it. It will cleanse you, and God will hear you, and He'll answer you. He will forgive you, and He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and He'll restore you just where you was at, brother, before you walked off and left God. These people tonight, brother, that's looking after everything in the world, they forgot God. But it's like Peter said there. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He know that because God showed him that through the Spirit of Revelation. And brother, I want you to know something. The Spirit of Revelation, God will show any of us if we'll desire that. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and He upbraideth not. Honey, whenever God gives you something, you can stand on it, and you can take it to the bank. Jesus was truly the Son of God. He was truly the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And over here in 1 Peter 1:19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. At 1 Peter 1:20, He was manifested for us. He was manifested to take away the sin of the world. But if we refuse to follow Him, and if we refuse to come in and follow Him, He can't take away our sin. But if we'll follow Him, and we'll come in and follow Him and get real close to Him, He'll take away the sin that's in our life. And the powers that's pulling you down, He'll break the power of alcohol. He'll break the power of drugs. He'll break the power of any demonic force that's holding you down. He'll break that, and He'll welcome you back into the family of God. Oh, listen to me tonight. Let me plead with you tonight that if you're not where you need to be in the Lord tonight, if you're listening to me and you know that God, and there's people that knows tonight, Johnny Samples got on it, and Sister Green got on it, that whenever that you know that you're not where that you need to be, and the Spirit of God's dealing with you, that conviction's going out, honey, all you've got to do is just bow your heart before God and confess your sin before God. Ask God to forgive you and to cleanse you and to help you and to bring you back into fellowship with Him. And He's faithful and just to do it. I thank God tonight that God, He shed His blood for this church, this glorious church. And I thank God, I used to wonder how that people could live for years for the Lord, and how they could preach the gospel for years for the Lord. I didn't understand it. But brother, after about almost 40 years of this, I begin to understand one thing. It's not anybody that does it. It's Christ. He said, it's no longer I, but it's Christ that lives in me that does this. And it's Christ tonight that it's Christ tonight that lives in us and lives through us and helps us to stand. It's by the strength of this revelation of knowing who Christ is, about the flesh and blood not revealing it to us, but our Father which is in heaven. And as God begins to reveal us the Word of God more and more to us, the more strength we'll have. And Johnny was talking about eating from the table. Whenever we begin to receive from the table of the Lord, God begins to show us, and that gives us strength. And brother, whatever we begin to hear from the preacher, the Word of God being preached, it calls us. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Honey, he said, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Brother, it takes that preaching of the Word of God tonight, that going forth of the Word of God tonight to reach and to break that old stony heart and to give us and replace it with a soft heart tonight. God bless you. I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for the opportunity of being able to tell you that Jesus still loves you, that Jesus will bring you back if you'll only just humble your heart and bow before him and ask him to take you back. God bless you, Sister Green. I'll give it back to you.
Praise God. That's really good preaching. Thanks, Brother Bolton, for calling in. If you want to hear more of this kind of preaching, Tuesday night, Brother Yearwood starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time. He goes for 2 hours. And Brother Bolton, Brother Samples, Brother Green and I, we join in with them. And you can just come in and listen to them here on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. If you want to call in right now, our line is open. If you're that preacher, that backslidden preacher, and you need to confess with your mouth that you've come back to God, not to us being any glory at all, but to God be the glory, and you want to join in with us preachers here, there's 6 preachers on the line right now that you can call in, and you're welcome to be with us at 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862. You can email us. He is risen38@aol.com. Brother Yearwood, go ahead. We've got 3.5 minutes left, brother. Obey God.
Praise the Lord, sister. I tell you what, I've sat here and I've really feasted on this tonight. It's really been good, and I've really enjoyed it. I'd like to say that I'd like to give a couple prayer requests. I want everybody to remember Miracle Valley and pray for it. And pray for my son, Philip, and, of course, I've got other kids, Tony and Deidre and Charity and Faith. They all need salvation, so just want everybody to pray for them. And I'd like to read one verse here by God's help, or two verses, Matthew 26 and 63 and 64. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said, never lest I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see me, see the Son as of God, of man, I'm sorry, sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the cloud of heaven. You know, I praise God for them scriptures there, and you know, as we've been speaking tonight, as everybody's been speaking, Jesus is the Son of the living God. He is the...
Amen.
He's the one, praise God, that gave his life on the cross that we could have of this life and have it more abundant. And, you know, I just want to say we do have a broadcast come on here every Tuesday night at 6 until 8. So tune in and be with us. So I guess the time is about up, I believe, heard them say there a few seconds, so I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green.
Well, praise God. We sure enjoyed everyone tonight, and God is sure good to us, and we encourage you all to call in with us, be with us every time, and you know, we're preaching to the world. And I just feel like going out singing this little song here. And you can join us again next Friday at 11:00. 10 Eastern Time for 1 hour. Praise the Lord.
Well, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Well, one day when I was lost, he died upon that cross, and there he shed his blood for me. They whipped him up the hill. They whipped him up the hill. They whipped him up the hill for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon that cross, and there he shed his blood for me. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me.
Praise God.